right, y'all, welcome back. You know, here at Rosie on the House, we have a desire, an ambition, a goal to only represent the best of the best statewide. And that's why we've built the website out, Rosie on the House, for you to find contract service providers wherever you are. And one of the providers there, and one of the best we've got listed, is a Ford dealership in Glendale, Sanderson Ford. And you say, well, what does a carpenter and a concrete finisher know about Ford dealerships? I know this. I've bought the last 33 vehicles at Sanderson Ford. Jennifer and I's first home was across the street from Sanderson Ford. Our first vehicle was purchased about 1988, a three-in-the-tree straight six F-100, baby, short bed. And I've been in Fords ever since. Now listen, folks. Sanderson Ford is the number one Ford dealership in America. In America. And they're right here in your backyard. They're at 51st Avenue in Maryland. And you know what the hidden story is there? They're closed every Sunday. Now, how many dealerships are closed on Sundays? So they reach number one, operating 6 days a week and taking holidays off when everybody else is working 365 days a year. Now, they're doing something better every single day for every single customer to make that big a difference. So, you want to shop for a new vehicle? Shop Ford. You want to shop Ford? You get over to Sanderson Ford, 51st Avenue, south of Glendale. Pull in the front gate, walk into 65 acres of the most beautiful vehicles you'll ever imagine, and you'll be treated like family at Sanderson Ford. All right, welcome to my house, Rosie on the House. Like I say, we're only interested in the best of the best. So we're constantly looking for new ideas. We were talking light in the first half of this segment. If you'd like to see some beautiful examples of light, go to Chauncey Myers' website, architect in Tucson. In particular, all of his homes have beautiful use of light, but in particular, the Byzantine Chapel on the top of Mount Lemmon. You're looking for light at your home. Jennifer wants all new skylights at our house from Free Light, our good friend Chip Marvin. And then if you're looking for great windows, we would recommend Pella. All three, best of category in every department.
And you can find them on our website, but also Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R. There's no S.
Okay.
That's a really easy thing to do, to
Chauncey
throw an
Meyer.
S in there.
All right. So in researching best of best, we've got some guests in the studio, some dignitaries from Central Arizona. Let me introduce Mr. David Williams, Director of Development Services for Yavapai County. Mr. Williams, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right. And then we've got Mr. Jeremy Dye, Assistant Director for Development Services, Yavapai County.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Now, it kind of hit my radar screen. You guys were doing something I'd never heard of anybody doing. How did we get on your radar screen?
Well, actually, this is kind of a culmination of about a year, year and a half work that Dave and I have been working on for this particular project that we're here to talk to you about today. But I actually had seen you, seen your folks representing up in the Verde Home Show here last May, last year. And, of course, it was canceled this year due to the COVID.
Yeah.
But that had kind of put you on our radar as somebody that we might want to talk to about this at some point.
And then when y'all y'all are just unrolling this brand new program. David, whose brainchild was this?
You know, this was actually my brainchild, and it was something that came out of a national level discussion that we were having about a year ago about affordable housing and getting people into homes nationwide. And what they don't talk about is right now the United States is suffering a shortage of millions of homes. We just don't have them. They've aged out. Our society has grown population-wise. In just the Verde Valley, just the Cottonwoods, Sedona, Verde Valley area, we're short right now 1,800 homes for what we really need to service the citizens in our county. And, you know, we're feeling it. We really are. So that's where this kind of came about.
So it started as a concern by the Development Services Department of Yavapai County. How can we brainstorm affordable housing? So y'all I can go to development services if I want to put a freestanding carport up or a patio addition or stuff like that. You've got standard plans to help me, and you kind of guide me along. Y'all took it to a whole new level.
Oh, yes, we did. You know, most building departments across the state and across the country, they always have some small plans to help people out. Build a fence, build a deck, you know, something so that you don't have to go get engineering But we were sitting there, Jeremy and I were talking after, you know, we started having these national level discussions. How can we really ramp this up? How can we do something out of the box to help get homes built, to help people get the American dream in Yavapai County? How do we get this done? Because the apartment rental rates are outrageous right now. How do we solve this problem in a unique and cost-efficient manner? And that's where we came up with this. So we went to the drawing board. We designed three plans. So we've got a one-bedroom, one-bath, a two-bedroom, two-bath, and a three-bedroom, two-bath homes ranging from 600 to about 1,300 square feet that are ready to for anybody in Yavapai County to pull off the shelf and be able to build at zero cost for the design of that house.
You're providing the complete finished design free?
Free.
Well, what does that do to the plan check fees?
Well, see, that's the beauty of it. It actually reduces the plan check fees because we've already dealt with it. So the permitting fees are about 30% less to take one of these plans off the shelf and be able to build it on your lot. And it really helps address a need of infill lots. You know, so we don't have as much of the sprawl. We're able to go back into the communities, replace homes that have either aged out or the lots that were simply never built on. It helps address that concern.
So you're absolutely right, Rosie. That's, you know, when you look at the cost of designing a home, you know, that cost is eliminated for the property owner. The reduced cost for permitting.
And the engineering.
And engineering.
I mean, the design, the engineering, the drawing, is not, it's all free.
Exactly. So there's a substantial cost savings for the property owner.
Okay. So I've got, I have a piece of property in Yavapai County. I can go take a look at these three plans, pull the plans. You just download it?
Exactly. You can download the plans. You can download the floor plans today if you wanted to take a look at them. But we do have, we have the three floor plans that David talked about, and we're actually looking in the future to kind of expand that to provide some additional options as well.
You said people can look at it today. How do they do that?
So if you go to yavapai.us/devserve, that's our website. We have a button on the side called A Home of Your Own.
That's right, A Home of Your Own.
And that's the name of our program, A Home of My Own. Okay. So it kind of speaks to that, you know, that dream of home ownership.
And that website one more time?
yavapai.us/devserve.
And that's DEVSERV.
Got it.
For development services. A Home of My Own, Yavapai County. Well, I think this is absolutely genius. It gets somebody a chance with a little piece of property to take a look and say, now, how would they go about talking to you all about, hey, is it applicable for my particular piece of property? How about if I'm buying in maybe a subdivision with a homeowner association? This is primarily, I would think, for one-off pieces of property where you're going to build it yourself. It's site-built. It's not a modular home. It's site-built. But I would think there'd be a couple lumber yards in around Prescott and Sedona and Oak Creek and Cottonwood that'll probably have the material takeoffs for these pretty soon.
I think they will. You know, we've already worked with three different truss manufacturers to help create the truss calculations. They're just as excited as we are to get the project going. And you're absolutely correct. These are for the lots that are in the county areas where you really don't have an HOA.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to get into changing the plans for architectural reasons
right.
in an HOA. Or if you have square footage requirements in an HOA, it doesn't really apply to that. But as we talk about Yavapai County on the whole, this is going to be able to fit on almost any lot in the county. And the unique thing is they're also set up, the small plan, the 600 square foot plan, is set up in any house that qualifies for a guest house in Yavapai County.
Oh,
this
okay.
qualifies as a guest house so that we can help that generational issue where we have, you know, mom and dad moving back in with the kids or vice versa. The kids are moving back in with mom and dad.
At my remodeling company, that's been the number one remodeling project for about a year and a half right now.
Yeah.
How do I get mom and dad back on the property?
Yeah, the generational issue is something we see quite a bit right now.
Can you just kind of go through and just give a little bird's eye view of each of the three plans?
You bet. So they're designed to be simple. These aren't designed to be granite countertops and, you know, high-end cabinets. They're designed to be your first home. You know, all of us in here, we bought very simple homes. I had a little condo in Scottsdale, so did Jeremy. We didn't walk out the, you know, come out of college and expecting the most. These are very simple. So our one-bedroom, one-bath is designed to be a very simple design, but it's designed to be modular in nature in that it can be expanded. All the plans are designed to be expanded, so you can add rooms down the line if you had to. Each of the plans, the one-bedroom has a one-car carport. The other two plans, the two-bedroom and three-bedroom, both have two-car carports, but those carports can easily be converted to a full garage down the line, too. And we really wanted them to be very functional, but try to maximize the material use so there's very little waste, maximize the square footage as much as we possibly could, and keep it simple to build.
Now, I have to tell you, since y'all been on, my phone hasn't stopped buzzing. And it's all my friends in Yavapai County telling everybody in Maricopa County, stay where you are. you guys are, Yavapai County is really going nuts. And y'all have been for a while.
It's been growing and expanding. It's just blowing up in the county, yeah.
I mean, to move to Yavapai County pretty soon, you're going to have to be able to learn how to speak Californese.
Can you tell me, too, how do you determine that you're 1,800 units short? 1,800. I mean, it's not.
That's actually based on a study that was done in the Verde Valley. All the communities kind of came together to look at an affordable housing study, and that was one of the numbers they came up with. It was based on a market analysis. And I'll tell you that I would agree with that from what we see. We've got a lot of people, you know, living in travel trailers on lots because they can't find a house. You know, there's just a lot of housing pressure right now. So we're hoping this is going to be an opportunity for them to, you know, have their piece of the American dream.
One thing, too, is, I'm sorry.
It's just a great idea.
One thing that we've seen a lot of, too, is, of course, the tiny home, you know, movement is pretty popular right now. Well, we have an option for that. We have a 600-square-foot, as Dave was talking about, the 600-square-foot one-bedroom, which is kind of an answer to that tiny home because it's not on wheels. It's a site-built home. It's designed for affordability. It's designed for efficiency, and it's built to a building code standard. So.
Built somewhere where you can see a model, or right now it's just all on paper, it's plans?
Right now they're all on plans.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just now rolling this program out.
This is just rolling out. Okay, so I buy a lot, and I want to start small, just a place for Jennifer and I and the dogs to go run for a Friday, Saturday night. But I know I want to expand it to have room for all the grandkids sooner or later. I pull the one-bedroom file down, walk in, pull a permit, at 30% reduced fees, no expense for the plans. Once I've got the permit, that's a size home I can probably almost build for cash if you'll give me a little bit of time. Once I pull the permit, first inspection is going to be footing excavation, steel. How often do I need to have y'all out to keep that permit active?
If you're kind of building it on the weekends, things like that, which you absolutely can do with these plans, you're going to need to get a regular inspection, at least one every 6 months to keep the permit active.
That's very doable. Okay.
Yeah. And so as you continue on with that, you've got several years that you can build and finish up that home.
Okay. And you could literally, in that amount of time for this size unit, build it out of cash.
Absolutely. Anyone, in fact, can kind of be an owner-builder type of construction project.
Oh, that's a great question.
For anyone that has, you know, some kind of construction background or knowledge.
Okay. So you don't have to be a licensed contractor. You can be the property owner.
Correct.
Building your own home.
Correct.
And there is some restriction to that, like you can't build your own home and put it up for sale.
So, exactly. Exactly. There are some restrictions to it, but
yeah. Okay. Well, guys, David Williams, Jeremy Dye, I can't thank y'all enough for driving down from the beautiful Verde Valley to share this with the listeners.
And we'd love to keep people posted as you go. I mean,
we can post
pictures on Facebook as you get that first house done, and just keep us abreast of what's going on so we can share.
Absolutely. We'd love to. We do have a Facebook page of our own, Yavapai County Development Services. And you can definitely find some photos and updated information there as well.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And guys, thanks a million. The website one more time for a home of my own.
Yavapai.us/devserv, DEVSERV.
Fantastic. Jeremy Dye and Mr. David Williams, thanks a million, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.